Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Always live inside that trusty Westwood One Sports app as well, and live across North America until noon Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 375. Welcome in, my friends. The playoffs are getting interesting in some spots. Didn't even really get started in other spots. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Phoenix Suns, Devin Booker. And of course, we're still parsing through the leftovers of reactions to the 2026 NFL draft as the rest of the offseason now really gets underway. People waiting for players to sign franchise tags, who they thought were going to sign tags, but were otherwise too busy over the weekend to sign tags. Really, George, a lot to get to today. Speaking of draft opinions, the great Dane Brugler of The Athletic, NFL draft analyst extraordinaire, is going to join us in less than 45 minutes. We're going to talk to him about his grades, his thoughts, his analysis on this year's draft. And of course, I know we're only 3 days removed from this year's draft, but a way, way, way too early look at the 2027 draft, including a name in the top 10 that I think most of you are going to go, huh? Who? Okay. Great stuff from Dane upcoming, like I said, right around 9:40 a.m. Eastern. One director of player personnel in the NFL said the quiet part out loud yesterday. We'll get to that in an hour. Brian Geltzeiler of Sirius XM NBA Radio on the Pistons on the brink and the Nuggets finding some life at home against the T-Wolves last night. And RJ Choppy later in the show from the Metroplex, DFW, Dallas-Fort Worth, to talk about, well, the Cowboys. I know, it feels like we're just hitting all those notes that you get tired of hearing about, aren't we? Cowboys this, Cowboys that. But we've got to talk about what I'm sure will be the first chapter in a summer-long George Pickens saga. A lot to get to today. If you want to join the conversation, you can always do so inside the stream, live on YouTube, youtube.com/@TheKostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, or by simply picking up the phone. Save it in your contacts. Westwood 1, 310-840-4910. Give us a call. Let us know your reaction to everything going on in the sports world. Again, Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today. As I like to do every day, we lead things off with the five biggest stories of the day, the high five.
Five.
I had, you know, some secret meetings with, you know, Coach McVay. And, you know, I just was trying to be on script and, you know, do what, you know, everybody told me not to tell anybody. So, you know, it was something to where I knew that they were interested. I just didn't know when.
You know that meme, that gif of the little kid who just sits there and blinks with his mouth in that sort of smirky grin? That's me when I hear Ty Simpson push back on the narrative that Sean McVay wanted nothing to do with him. Now, I think the story does line up because I don't think there's any way that any NFL team drafts a quarterback in the top 15 of the draft without the head coach having met him at some point. And so I believe the fact that Sean McVay and Ty Simpson met before the draft. I believe the fact that the Rams had their eyes on Simpson. And I believe the fact that they may have even said to him, hey, Ty, keep that on the DL, you know what I mean? Just between us, if anybody asks, you don't even know who Sean McVay is, all right? And he towed that line leading up to the draft. I'll buy all of that. What I'm still not willing to buy is that Simpson and McVay are going to work well together in LA. If work together at all, I said it yesterday, I would not be the least bit shocked if Ty Simpson never takes a snap as a starter for Sean McVay as the head coach. This is an arranged marriage where the first wife is still living in the house. And McVay can't push past that, as we saw in the post-draft press conference. And I think we're still looking at a situation where it's very difficult for me to envision Ty Simpson taking starter snaps for the Los Angeles Rams while Sean McVay is his head coach. We'll get into this in a little bit more detail and why I'm doubling down on the lack of chemistry between Ty Simpson and Sean McVay a little bit later in the show. But next.
Four.
Okay. Turns the corner.
Oh! Got a body!
Jamal Cain with a massive dunk for Orlando last night as Michael Grady, Austin Rivers, and Robbie Hummel lost their minds on NBC. And the Magic have pushed the Pistons to the brink with an, let's be honest, ugly win last night. I'm not taking anything away from Orlando, but any NBA playoff game that finishes 94-88, not exactly a barn burner. Neither team really shooting the lights out last night in Orlando, but that's somewhat at least what I expected. I thought Detroit would lock down on defense, and they really did. I think they held Orlando to like 33-35% shooting, I think it ended up being for the night. But it was enough because the Pistons were that much worse. Oof, they were bad. Jalen Duren, just 12 points. He's now only taken 32 shots in the first four games of this series. And despite the Pistons locking down defensively on Orlando, which, again, I think most of us expected, it wasn't good enough because the Pistons couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat. And even Cade Cunningham had a bad shooting night. And when there's no one else to pick up the slack, as we saw the Pistons pick up most of the slack when Cunningham was out of the lineup, but when those guys don't pick up that slack when Cunningham is already in the lineup, there's just nobody scoring basketball for the Pistons. And I don't see them coming back from down 3-1 after the way they've played the first four games of this series. Unless they start limiting Orlando, holding Orlando to 20% shooting instead of 30% and start winning games 76-64. Like, I don't see Detroit coming back to win this series. And it's gonna make history. I'll tell you exactly how the history gets made in about 12 minutes here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos with the five biggest stories of the day. The high five, next.
Three.
Yeah, I don't give up the 10th pick in a draft. You know, I enjoy the draft, and I think adding those young players is a real positive. But, you know, we do an analysis of who we might be giving up. You never know, you know, who the first nine picks are going to be. But we do those analysis, and we look at who we might be forgoing to get this done. And we felt like whoever it was a good move for us.
Duke Tobin, Bengals director of player personnel, yesterday in his post-draft press conference, talking about the decision to trade out of the 10th spot overall in order to acquire Dexter Lawrence. And it's simple, and we all knew this probably before the Dexter Lawrence trade. I don't think it's any breaking news, but they're all in on now, and that makes sense in Cincinnati. They should be all in on now. Joe Burrow is their starting quarterback. Chase, Higgins, everything else. Now they've traded for Dexter Lawrence. They should be in on now. But in his press conference yesterday, Duke Tobin laid it out. He also said it's one of the attractive things about trading a 10th pick for an all-pro. You know exactly what you're getting. immediate impact. That was something that was a big decision point for us. We get immediate impact instead of impact as we go. That was important. Yeah, it should be. And now, much like we talked about the Cowboys yesterday in relation to what everybody agrees was an excellent draft by them, the Bengals have done everything this offseason to set themselves up for success, to go back to the playoffs for the first time in 4 years. And if they don't, again, the personnel has been put together. You have the quarterback in place. You have the weapons around that quarterback. If they have a healthy Joe Burrow and don't go back to the playoffs, at the very least, old Zach with a K, or Zach without a K, is going to be Zach without a job. That was clever until I screwed that line up. Next.
Two.
Inside Anderson, lost it. Johnson speeds ahead. Johnson takes it all the way. It's a Duke party.
Cam Johnson going coast to coast, rocking the rim in Denver last night as the Nuggets took care of the T-Wolves. That put them up by 27 late third quarter. Noah Eagle on the call on NBC. And the Nuggets live to fight another day and a dunk party. That's what he said, a dunk party. I had trouble hearing that the first time, too. I know some of you were like, what? A what? A dunk party. You've never been to a dunk party? Noah has. Anyway. It's going to be all about Nikola Jokic getting back on track. He had a triple-double last night. You can't ignore the fact that Jokic showed up. 27 points, 16 assists, 12 boards. Jokic looked like himself again. And that's the real easy surface-level thing to notice about this game. If you didn't stay up and watch all of it, or you just woke up this morning and looked at the box score and a quick recap write-up of it, you're going to go, okay, Jokic is back. All is well in Denver. Yes, Jokic appears to be back on track, but the bigger story for me in this one were what I call the shotgun riders. Spencer Jones with 20. Cam Johnson, who you just heard in that clip, with 18. The shotgun riders showed up for the Nuggets. And a team that is now, I want to say, essentially down to just shotgun riders, the T-Wolves, didn't have any of them show up. And you saw exactly how enormous the absence of Anthony Edwards and Dante DiVincenzo are going to be for Minnesota to overcome. They only need one more win in the next two. Can they get it? If Jokic remains on, it's going to be hard. But more importantly, if the shotgun riders for the Nuggets outplay the shotgun riders for the T-Wolves, then I could definitely see Denver making the comeback in this series. I'll go a little deeper on what I mean about those shotgun riders and the guys who did and didn't show up on either side for Minnesota and Denver coming up in about 12 minutes here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. Next.
One.
Checked in and was told, and I can read you the text. Basically, it says, it was draft weekend. Signing the tag immediately wasn't first thing on his mind.
Adam Schefter on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. Signing his franchise tag wasn't the first thing on George Pickens' mind over the weekend after we'd all heard the reports that he was planning to do so. Gotcha. George Pickens is being difficult already. I mean, this is George Pickens in a nutshell, right? Why is anyone shocked by this? This is George Pickens, and it's not going to get any easier the rest of this summer. He's going to force the Cowboys' hand. He does not want to play on the tag. He wants an extension. Stephen Jones has said they're not going to negotiate on an extension. They're going to play hardball with each other all summer long, right up until the very bitter end. Stop me if you've heard something like this before. Remember last year, Cowboys and Micah Parsons, they played hardball all summer, and then eventually they got a divorce. Don't tell me you don't see that same thing playing out here with George Pickens forcing the Cowboys' hand And like there aren't at least a handful of teams out there who are in rebuild mode these days, especially at the wide receiver position, looking at you, Tennessee Titans, who wouldn't love to pay George Pickens a Brinks truck load of money and give up a first round pick or two to do so. That's the way this is heading. That's the way this ends. Is anybody going to be unsurprised when that's the way it goes down between George Pickens and the Cowboys this summer? I don't know. We'll ask RJ Choppy of Sean and RJ on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas when he joins us a little bit later in the show. We are up and running on You Better You Bet for a terrific Tuesday here on Westwood One Sports. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos. Always invite you to join us in the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@TheKostos or on the phones at 310-840-4910, 310-840-4910. Coming up next, we are on the brink of history in the first round of the NBA playoffs, and I'll tell you why tomorrow night may give us something for just the fifth time in the last quarter century in the NBA. That's next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Phone lines are still active. The NFC East has already made a litany of moves. Now the question becomes, who's next to be traded? George Pickens or A.J. Brown? Westwood One Sports.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
At Tidal Wave Auto Spa, we believe a great car wash should leave your car seriously shiny. That's why we put it to the test in the Tidal Wave Shine Showdown, where 84% of people chose Tidal Wave as the shinier wash. Stop by Tidal Wave Auto Spa for a top-of-the-line car wash that leaves your car shining outside and fresh inside. Every car wash includes free vacuums, microfiber towels, and interior cleaning sprays. Find a location near you at TidalWaveAutoSpa.com.
If the world were like a Sleep Number mattress, everything would adapt for your comfort. Because as your life changes and your body changes, Sleep Number mattresses adapt and shift to give you personalized comfort night after night. And now everything's on sale during our Memorial Day event. Save up to $1,200 on mattresses for a limited time. To experience a whole new world of comfort, visit a Sleep Number store or go to sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, to a good life's sleep.
It's time to spring into deals at Lowe's. Freshen up your yard with Stay Green Premium 2 Cubic Foot Mulch. 5 bags for $10. Then get what you need to keep clothes, food, and dishes fresh with up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an additional $100 on select laundry pairs. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/6. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Now at McDonald's, a McDouble is only $2.50. So you can get your gym gains on or just get lunch for only $2.50. Get more value on the under $3 menu.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.